It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Beat Mix. I know Jimmy from Edmonds is. Jimmy, are you there?
I'm here.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Jimmy has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Fred Durst is the lead singer of what band?
Limp Bizkit.
Yes. What jersey did Michael Jordan wear for the majority of his basketball career?
23.
Correct. Which chemical element is also known as quicksilver?
As what?
Which chemical element is also known as quicksilver?
Hydrogen.
No.
Pass.
What is the national flower of the United States?
National what?
Flower.
Hibiscus.
No.
Rose.
Yes. Yeah. Boy Meets World actress Danielle Fishel was recently diagnosed with what cancer?
Pass.
How many inches are in 6 feet?
72.
Yes. What type of cell is responsible for carrying electrical impulses in the nervous system?
Pass.
Which American president is in the Wrestling Hall of Fame?
Abraham Lincoln.
Correct. What is the tennis term for a serve that the opponent cannot reach? Or touch.
Pass.
Jimmy, you got 5 correct.
All right.
Right down the middle.
I always want to believe in the rockaholic.
Yes.
Jimmy, I'm holding out hope. Maybe Steve will get distracted by something.
Oh, well, I mean, you could distract him if you
I'll
want.
Distract him.
Wait, sorry. How are you going to distract him? Yeah. You could just, whoa. You could just, sing sweet lyrics of Limp Bizkit.
That's the move.
To him.
Serenade me with the biscuit?
Yeah, serenade him with the biscuit, Taryn.
Wait, ready?
Yeah, put your finger on the dump button.
Oh.
And for those wondering, Limp Bizkit's playing tonight at White River Amphitheater. A few people are hoping to run into us there. We will be hanging out at the Bear House.
Oh.
Just got to cross the Matthews Bridge. For those Limp Bizkit fans. But there's a bridge at White River, like a little walking bridge. That little concession area called the Bear House will be there at around 8 o'clock tonight, just hanging with our fellow Bizkit fans.
Yeah, just find 4 dorks wearing hot dog shirts.
We're calling these Limp Glizzies.
We're in Limp Glizzies shirts, and it's a hot dog dabbing.
Yes.
That's us.
Fashion is our passion.
Steve, are you ready?
Yeah! This time I'ma let it all come out. This time I'ma stand up and shout. I'ma do things my way. It's my way or the highway.
Woo! Okay, wow, am I ready? Fred Durst is the lead singer. You'll never know this one, Steve. Is the lead singer of what band?
Oh, System of a Down.
No.
Rage Against the Machine?
Oh, no.
Limp Bizkit.
How'd you know that?
Yeah.
What jersey number did Michael Jordan wear for the majority of his basketball career?
That would be number 23.
Correct.
Yeah.
Which chemical element is also known as quicksilver?
Oh. Silver?
No.
Titanium?
No.
Aluminum?
No. What is the national flower of the United States?
Would that be the daisy?
No, it would not be.
Would it be the rose?
It would be.
Yeah!
Boy Meets World actress Danielle Fishel has recently been diagnosed with what cancer?
Man, I saw that. It's real heartbreaking. But I think she found out early. Breast cancer.
Correct. How many inches are in 6 feet?
72?
What? Yes.
Yeah!
What type of cell is responsible for carrying electrical pulses, impulses in the nervous system?
Is that the neurons?
What in the... Yes. Mm. Which American president is in the Wrestling Hall of Fame?
Okay, so, wait. Trump's in the WWE Hall of Fame, but Abraham Lincoln's in the Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Oh, my God. Were you really just going to get nerdy with me on that question?
I kind of was, yeah.
Well, technically...
Yeah! I'm going to wrestle-splain you.
You sure were. Well, it doesn't matter because, Steve, you got 7 correct, which is a win 7-5.
Woo!
You're on.
You got the math question?
I think he's getting better at math. I don't know what's happening.
You got the math question and the science question?
You don't understand. First of all, shout out to Brett from Elite Mentality. Ever since we had a sports psychologist on to help me get through all this, I feel like I'm in the zone. Yeah. But more importantly, I refuse to lose because I do not want to give up on 69 losses.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm focused.
You knew what a neuron was. I'm so impressed.
Yeah!
That drop. You guys both didn't know which chemical element is also known as quicksilver.
No clue.
Danny? Mercury.
What in the world? Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You too. Okay. And then one you didn't get to. What is the tennis term for a serve that the opponent cannot touch?
They can't touch it? Can't touch this. I have no... Love?
Hammer time.
Ace.
Oh!
They can't touch it? It'd be called an ace. Well, somehow you still won. Congrats, Steve.
We have partnered up with Mary's Place once again to put brand new shoes on local kids in need as they go back to school. Kicks for Kids is on, and we have a goal of $20,000. Steve Miggs, I know we got work to do.
We have work to do, and this is the week. This is where we're going to, I mean, at the end of this week is Kicks for Kids Day, so we want to get that goal. We want to hit it. We want to crush it. That would be awesome to help out so many kids in need, and thanks to people like David Williford, who donated $100, and that was pretty damn awesome of him. The Rockaholic by the name of Timothy Johnson also donated $100. And Chris Alvarez, $100 as well. You don't have to donate $100. That would be awesome if you do. $500 would be even more awesome. But you could donate $5, $10, you know, $50, whatever you can afford.
It will all add up and it will all help out kids through Mary's Place Shelters. Head to KISW.com to make your contribution. Rockaholics, we do this from time to time. We have a very simple question for you. And we... just ask that you have had at least one tattoo. 206-803-ROCK. And we promise you it is a simple question. Call us up now. 206-803-ROCK. We will take those calls after AWOL Nation.
The Daily Mix Show.
In a recent interview, Jelly Roll shared that the song The Rose by Bette Midler was the inspiration behind his first tattoo.
Huh.
Yeah. And it was apparently a tribute to his mom.
My mother would play this, and keep in mind, she was a really dark woman at the time. She would say, play this at my funeral. I still get emotional listening to it. Oh, yeah. And she would smoke these cigarettes, and she would just be like, just remember to play this when I die. So the first tattoo I ever got was a rose on my back with her name. That's coming from a woman who didn't think she was going to live, and I know how that feels. I know how it feels to think you're not going to live.
My gosh.
I say love, it is a flower.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do this.
Also, I don't know if I didn't know that me and Jelly Roll shared the same mom. My mom says the exact same thing.
About this song?
About this song. She's like, play this at my funeral.
Oh,
I just
no.
want to hear it all the time. She's done that since I was like 10, though, so.
I don't think I'd want this playing at my funeral.
What
That's
do you
a
want?
Whole other question, though.
Do you want break stuff?
Break stuff? Absolutely. Who let the dogs out? Make it be a little bit, you know, the train by the Quad City DJs. Anything,
oh, yes.
Anything but that.
Well, because of Jelly Roll sharing that the song The Rose was the inspiration behind his first tattoo, it led us to want to ask our Rockaholics a simple question.
This is what Steve wants played.
Oh, yes. Come up to my casket and ask me a question.
We're going to start with Alan in Seattle. Alan, what was your first tattoo?
It was a banner with a couple swallows holding it. It says mother on the back, or on my back.
Awesome. Tribute to mom?
Yeah, tribute to mom. She raised me by herself her whole life, so and my whole life, obviously. So had to figure that was the most meaningful one I could get, and now over half my body's covered, so.
Nice. Shout out, Mom.
I love your question, Steve. Tribute to Mom? Nah, it's tribute to my dad. Well, maybe it's a tribute to Danzig, the song. You just never know. I knew the answer. I figured it would steer him in a direction of talking about Mom, then, Danny.
Derek from Seattle, what was your first tattoo?
No, why would you ask such a crazy question? It's not a tribute to my mom. It's a tribute to Vanilla Ice. Word to your mother.
Yeah.
Derek, what was your first tattoo?
My first tattoo is a Confederate flag coming out of my arm.
Coming out of, is it a tribute to your mom?
Gene from Kent, what was your first tattoo?
Oh, man, I wish I actually meant something. I got the quintessential tribal dragon on my back.
Yeah.
What year was that, Gene?
Early 2000s. I was like 19 years old back in the old rave days. And the design literally came off of one of those old like rayon shirts that you used to wear to the party.
How old were you when you got it?
I'm 20.
Would
something like that.
Do you still, would you cover it up, or are you just like, you love the fact that you have it because there's a story behind it?
Luckily, it's on my back, so I don't see it very often. Only when I'm like at it, I see myself with my shirt off in a mirror. I'm like, oh, yeah, I got a tattoo. That's cool. That's a dragon.
The drugs are crazy, man. Steve, back in the rave days.
Steve from Kirkland, what was your first tattoo?
Hey, good morning. I have something for you, Taryn.
What? Yeah!
What in the world?
Those sound like baby goats.
Yeah, that's an emergency goat button I have. Oh, I just thought you might enjoy that.
I did. Thank you so much.
Make you miss your babies. My first tattoo was actually I got two at the same time for a joint. This guy gave me a three-headed dragon coming out of a tie stick and my Harley wings.
A tie stick?
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you play the goat sound again, please?
TJ. TJ from Tumwater, what was your first tattoo?
My first tattoo was a symbol, a Japanese symbol meaning harmony, and come to figure out years later, it translates to togetherness, not harmony.
Oh, no.
I mean, pretty close.
At least it wasn't something like, you know, embarrassing, like a term that's not good.
Right, yeah, exactly, like on all the funny movies.
Absolutely.
Jacob and Puyallup, what was your first tattoo?
I actually gave it to myself, and it was my ex-wife's initials.
No!
How did you do that?
I was at maybe 16, 17, and I actually, jailhouse style, safety pin and ink pen, and I'm glad it only lasted about 5 years.
Oh, so eventually it faded out?
Yes, because I didn't definitely go deep enough because I didn't have a tattoo gun.
How long did it take you to do it?
Half hour, 45 minutes.
So at any point were you thinking, this is not a good idea?
We were together for like 18 years, but I'm glad it only lasted about five.
Fair. That's awesome, Jacob.
Craig from Tenino, what was your first tattoo?
I got an armband of barbed wire piercing in and out of my skin.
Oh, yeah. Like Pam Anderson.
What?
She had a barbed wire tattoo. How do you know that? How do you not? Sarah, did you?
Where is it?
It's on her arm.
Did you know that, Taryn?
Oh, yeah.
That, Sarah?
No.
Okay. It's not like she's got like a bunch of tattoos. She's got a part. Okay, maybe wow. Pam Anderson was kind of a lust woman back when I was growing up. So we knew exactly how she looked from head to toe.
I think actually. Maybe Danny just wasn't looking at her arms.
No, I mean, who does when you look at her, really? But well, I mean, still don't even really see. It's
barbed wire on her arm, right?
Yeah. I wish it was somewhere else.
Like downstairs?
Yeah, like a
like
sexy
keep out?
A sexy tramp stamp or something.
Oh, that side. I thought the other side. I was like, I don't know.
I don't know about that.
So I said my first tattoo, men's room logo on my arm.
What?
Nice.
Hey, well, somebody needs to get a Daily Mig Show tattoo. Yay. For their first tattoo.
That'd be amazing.
It's going to be Sarah.
Oh, my.
And I'm going to give it to her.
Tonight at Limp Bizkit. I'll bring a safety pin.
gosh.
All this week, we are giving away Metallica tickets. And if you want to win them, it's very easy. All you have to do is be able to name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus. That's easy, right, Steve?
Then Metallica tickets are yours.
Yep. Those tickets are happening on September 1st at Lumen Field, 206-803 Rock. We'll play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The Daily Mix Show presents the Extreme Music Showdown. Let's play Hook or Shook. Please sign this waiver before we continue. Thank you. We'll drop a 1 second snippet of the hook of a song. If you can't name the song, watch out, you're gonna get shook.
It is time to play Hook or Shook. Danny will play 1 second of a hook from a song that he picked, and you have to guess what it is. This week, we are playing for tickets to see Metallica at Lumen Field on Sunday, September 1st. Steve Miggs, tell the people where the seats are.
They are on the floor.
That is right.
And I forgot that they are playing in the round. So I don't know if you run around the stage like in a circle or anything crazy like that, but still, you're on the floor. You're going to be really close to James Hetfield and the boys.
And playing for those tickets this morning is Skylar in Everett. Good morning, Skylar.
Good morning. How are we doing?
We're doing great, man.
We'll be doing better when we win you these Metallica tickets.
Love to hear it.
That's right. So you've got to get both songs right to win them. The first one, you will be on your own, kind of. And the second one, this is where you can get shook, because a member of this show, at random, has to get it right for you. If not, you lose, and caller 9 will get those tickets instead. Let's see who you're playing with, me, Migs, or Sarah.
Right. The wheel's spinning. Just passed Sarah's name. I believe it might be me again. Yes, it's the two S's, Skylar and Steve. Let's do it.
All right, Skylar, here is your first clip.
Oh, man. One more time, for sure.
I can help you if you need some help.
Let's get some help on that.
Okay, they are playing tonight at White River Amphitheater, and their lead singer's name is Fred Durst.
Can I hear it one more time?
Yes. Do you need another hint?
I did it all.
I need another hint.
Okay. He likes to wear a red baseball cap in the band. And I guess, I mean, another, I mean, if you reverse the name, it would be like a stiff pastry.
Can I give a clue to the band name?
Please. I don't know. I think I might have run out of ones for you, Skylar. I'm sorry.
The band name is The band name is two words. The second word is something you would maybe order at breakfast with gravy.
It's not a chicken fried steak, I'll tell you that.
Oh. Although I would listen to that band, Chicken Fried Steak. Okay. Rhymes with Wimp Schmishkit.
Okay, all right.
Who do you think
it
is?
I got the band. I don't know the song name.
But what's the band name?
Limp Bizkit.
Oh my gosh, yes, we got that. Okay. Okay. And the song name rhymes with cookie.
And it's another name for making love.
Making love.
Man, we have lost all integrity.
We have.
What do you think, Skylar? Oh, man. I'm sorry, dude. We tried. We did everything
we
could.
Sorry, Skylar.
But you know what? I could go to bed tonight knowing that I tried my hardest.
You did.
You really did.
Yeah.
What is the song?
It's Nookie.
Caller 9.
Well, only because I can only do this for the second song today.
For funsies, let's do it.
You ready, Steve?
Is it this one?
I did it all for the cookie.
Yeah, that's it.
The cookie. The cookie.
Now, here we go. Ready?
Oh.
My generation.
There we go.
Ooh.
I like that.
And that generation.
I got to imagine they're playing that tonight.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, we can check in with Sarah. She's been listening to Limp Bizkit's greatest hits all week long.
I may have screenshotted what they played a few days ago, so I've been, you know, going down that. And my generation is indeed on that.
Tonight is like Christmas for all of us. We're all going to be there. Look for the four idiots wearing hot dog t-shirts that where the hot dogs are dabbing. And you'll also be able to spot us. We'll be hanging out at the Bear House, which is like a concessionary at the White River Amphitheater at around 8 o'clock. So if you want to come hang out with us and say hi before Limp Bizkit takes the stage, we'd be more than happy to hang out with all of y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if we've talked about something this morning that you want to talk about, call us up now, 206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after Beastie Boys.
The Daily Mix Show.
All morning, we have received text messages and phone calls from you that we have not yet had a chance to chat about, but the time has come. We are checking in with the Rockaholics, so call us up if there's something you'd like to chime in on from this morning's show, or if you've got anything on your mind that you'd like to discuss. 206-803-ROCK.
A text message says, hey guys, my wife and I are excited to see Limp Bizkit for the first time tonight. Hope to see you there. Love you guys. Love the show. Shane and Chehalis. And Shane, if you want to find us, we'll be wearing these silly hot dog t-shirts, all four of us. And we'll be at the Bear House, which is a concession stand, 8 o'clock. You can find us at White River Amphitheater before Limp Bizkit takes the stage.
206-803-ROCK. We have April from Des Moines on the phone.
And April was at Bass Canyon with all the craziness that happened on Saturday night. So we want to check in. April, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm great now that I'm home and I've had a good shower and slept in my bed.
So can you give us a little bit of a scoop of what happened? So you were on the, you not only were you at the Bass Canyon, which is a massive, like, you know, electronic music festival that happened all weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but you were also staying on the campgrounds when that massive storm hit. And can you paint a picture for us of what it was like there?
Yeah, absolutely. So we were at Main Stage. We had just gotten into the festival. We're camping in Gold, so we're right outside the amphitheater. And the storm came in, and so about halfway through his set, he stopped the music, and he was like, hey, guys, you know the drill. There's lightning in the area. We have to evacuate. So the whole crowd started booing, and they were upset. But we all, you know, evacuated. And right when we got back to camp, the biggest raindrops started to come in. You could feel the wind start to pick up. And it was within, you know, 10 to 15 minutes, canopies started to fly. We got back to camp and had to hold things down. Anything, you know, food or anything that was really light just started flying everywhere. And so we're like, well, I guess we'll probably be at camp for a while. So we started music at camp and started partying there, waiting for them to give us the okay to go in.
So you gotta love the rave world. They're just like, screw it. This feels good on my skin, these raindrops. Let's play some music. This will be awesome.
I mean, we were all feeling, you know, pretty good at that point for various reasons. So we're not just going to sit there and wait.
Well, were anybody, like you said, I mean, I totally get what you're saying, feeling good. But like, I'd imagine there's some people maybe that were kind of freaking out because of that, too, for similar reasons.
There were, you know, people in camp that hid in their tents, and we had some friends too that, you know, were asking questions because they were from New York. This was their first time camping in a huge storm like that.
Oh,
so we had to just kind of let them know, like, you know, we have really good stakes in our canopies and it'll be fine. And, they did end up opening the venue, I think within an hour of letting us out, but you could still see so much lightning and you could see something worse was coming. And so our group decided to stay behind and not go back in, which was great because when it really hit, it was insanity in the campground. We were out trying to restake everything with more stakes. And some of us were walking back to get our friends, and all of a sudden the wind picked up so much that it ripped canopies out of the ground, and they were just flying all over camp.
And nobody got hurt in your group? Everybody was relatively unscathed?
Everyone was relatively unscathed. It took us, I think there was like 20 minutes of wind that we all had to hold down some tents and grab some air mattresses and scream at each other because we couldn't hear each other over the noise. But wow. It was something else. I've never seen anything like it in my life.
But Sunday went off as planned, and you guys had a great closing to Bass Canyon, yes?
We did. It was a wonderful time. Wonderful time.
I got in a weird way, probably brought a lot of people together on Sunday where you're all just looking at each other like, hey, we survived that. This is going to be a fun day.
It was. We were like, we got one last day. Let's do it right.
Well, thanks for giving us your complete perspective on how that was over there. Because we had wild storms here, but Eastern Washington looked way crazier. So thanks for calling.
Yeah, we're glad you're okay and all your friends are okay, too.
Thank you so much. No problem at all.
Rob from Bellevue, you want to tell us about a YouTube cover that we need to know about?
Yeah, good morning, guys.
What's up?
So I was cruising Instagram and whatnot, and you go through the reels, and there's this guy called White Boy Rick. He has a YouTube channel, and he does a bunch of cover mashup style songs, and the request that he got was if Disturbed did It Wasn't Me by Shaggy, and he did it to the tune of Stupefy, and I'm impressed. It sounds pretty damn good.
So
Danny, you can, yeah.
Does that have bad words?
No, he doesn't.
Okay, we'll check it out. I think what makes it better is he looks like a math teacher, this dude.
He does. He looks like he's doing my taxes later. Oh,
that's the beauty. I gotta say, that's the one thing about technology I do love is that anyone can pretty much make a pretty cool sounding recording in the comfort of their own bedroom.
Amazing.
Yeah.
What do they call that guy?
He's White Boy Rick.
Shout out to White Boy Rick.
Mac Glocky. You can find him.
Of course.
Mac Glocky on YouTube. I think he's the guy that does a lot of Deftone stuff, too. He's pretty awesome.
Sure.
Yeah.
Rockaholics, an NFL player just did the unthinkable. And no, not on the football field, but on a plane. You're going to find out what he did at 9:50.
Yes. The Daily Migs.
Former NFL player Gosder Shirellis is facing federal charges for doing the unthinkable. Now, what did he do? Here's CBS News Boston reporting on it.
Former NFL lineman and Boston College football star Gosder Shirellis faced a judge Monday after a weekend flight to Dublin went horribly wrong. According to a police report, Shirellis appeared intoxicated when he arrived at Logan Airport.
No, just so that Danny and Sarah know, we're about to go on an adventure. So strap in, because this adventure is one of a kind.
Before the Dublin-bound flight took off, he allegedly argued with another passenger over seating arrangements. Then, about an hour in, he allegedly walked up to an elderly woman, exposed himself, and, quote, emptied his entire bladder for approximately 20 seconds.
What?
Gross.
Oh, my God.
And again, this is a former pro football player, so this isn't, I mean, not that it would matter, but it's an imposing-sized person that's just, well...
He allegedly walked up to an elderly woman, exposed himself, and, quote, emptied his entire bladder for approximately 20 seconds.
20 seconds.
Court documents say the entire flight was in complete shock and passengers feared for their safety.
Is anyone, looking at somebody like, is anyone going to stop him? Is anyone going to stop
him? That's what I'm wondering. How did we let this go on for 20 seconds?
Were you going to stop him?
I mean, maybe push him out of the way or something.
Are you going to try and tackle him?
I don't know. Probably not. I'll let somebody else do it.
Thanks, Steve. Go do this for us, please.
The flight crew attempted to stop Shirellis, to which he...
Because then you're trying to wrangle the guy down, and he's probably still midstream. Gosh, this is the worst flight of all time.
The flight crew attempted to stop Shirelles, to which he became unruly and aggressive. And on his way back to his seat, the former lineman allegedly struck another elderly man with his right hand.
Why does he hate old people? Right? He played with Tom Brady at one point.
Oh, whoa.
Cha-cha-cha.
The incident caused that flight to have to return to Boston, and then they arrested him in Massachusetts.
If you're his family or one of his friends, like, what's the next conversation? So, was it Gosber?
Gosder.
What was going on, man? Like, why do you think that was alcohol? Also, some people are saying concussions.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
That makes it right. But, I mean, how are you even in a state of mind where you think, yeah, you know what? I'm going to relieve my bladder. And this poor old woman's got to deal with it.
Also, shout out to flight attendants that have to put up with normal people on flights. And then extra shout out to the ones that end up having to put up with people like this.
Wow. What do you do for the old lady?
I was going to say, like, you got to find her and apologize, don't you think?
I would hope so.
Oh, I was thinking she's got to get, like, a free flight. I know it's not their fault, but, I mean...
Oh, yeah, I mean...
But on the flip side, like, nobody stopped this dude. Like, you kind of, like, if I'm the old woman, like, what... I'm a little pissed. I don't mean it that way, but, you know, I am. Like, that's kind of messed up.
Totally.
I should feel safe on an airplane without, like, having some guy using me as a bathroom.
Well, and also, if he's, like, an ex-NFL player, he might have some cash. So, make it rain on him.
Lawyer up, girl.
Make it rain. Yeah.
Who here does not love ravioli?
They're the best.
I do love a ravioli.
I kind of want to make my own.
Okay. Bring it in here. We'll do a taste test.
Do I need, like, a pasta maker to do that?
Yes.
Yeah, right?
Well, if you're going from, like, pasta from scratch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that'd be awesome.
Well,
very time-consuming, so I'll probably never do it.
But it's the thought that counts.
Yes.
There's one woman who loved ravioli so much that it led to her being arrested. We're going to tell you all about it during the Daily Migs download after Scorpions.
The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Before we get to anything, the top story of today has to be happy birthday to the man, the myth, the legend.
All right, partner. Keep on rolling, baby. You know what time it is.
That's right. The big 5-4 for Fred Durst of Limp Bizkit. And we're celebrating his birthday tonight at the White River Amphitheater. All four members of the Daily Mix Show will be there wearing our hot dog t-shirts. Getting down and nostalgic for Limp Bizkit. It's going to be a party. And if you want to find us, you just got to back up to the Bear House.
8 o'clock?
8 o'clock, we'll be hanging out. It's like the concession area. You cross that little bridge. It's right there. We'll be hanging, drinking, and partying with everybody. So if you want to come say hi to us and have a good time, we'd really appreciate
Absolutely.
It. Absolutely. But the big story today, it's about raviolis. Cool. Because a woman is facing charges because, well, she had a little bit of a problem with her sister. 21-year-old woman angry at her sister because her sister would not share raviolis with her after she brought it home for dinner. I guess the anger turned into a big issue where one sister threw a plate of raviolis at the other sister, which is a battery charge, according to police officers, because it is. And yeah, she was arrested, spent a night in jail before being released, and the judge ordered her to have no contact with her sister.
Did anyone ever tell that girl, like, sharing is caring?
Well, it depends on how many raviolis you have left.
I mean, I've loved raviolis. There were many raviolis.
I always hate when I go to a restaurant, you get the raviolis, and it's like six of them. Oh. Like, what am I going to do with this?
That's like a sampler.
Right?
Rude.
At least triple that.
Thunderstorm chances will be persisting in Western Washington throughout this week. They better not rain on our parade. They better stay far, far away from White River Amphitheater and Limp Bizkit. They're not expected to be as intense as they were over the weekend. Saturday was crazy. That brought 3,302 lightning strikes night throughout our area. Totally insane.
3,000 lightning strikes?
3,302 to be exact.
Oh, okay. 3,000 would be fine, but that's 3,302. That's crazy. Oh, man. The Mariners... Lightning did not strike for them. They sucked. And this is getting frustrating because now the Mariners are currently 5 games out of first place. They lost to the Dodgers 3-0. I remember, and I hate to remind people of this, at one point the Mariners had a 10-game lead in the AL West. And many people said that that was a lead that has never been squandered. Like, anytime anyone's had a 10-game lead that late in the season, and it wasn't super late, but late enough, they usually don't blow it. But the Mariners are here to show you that you can.
As a lifelong Mariners fan, never doubt the Mariners.
Never doubt them. Never doubt them when it comes to sucking. They're now 5 games out of first place. Astros are just, I mean, they're an unstoppable force these days. They've just been winning and winning and winning. And the Mariners are also 6.5 games out of a wild card. So even if you wanted to think, oh, wild card might be the way to go, that is not the case.
Oh,
hey, as far as weather, we're going to have a high of 71 degrees. It's going to be cloudy. That is the DMD. That's what's up. And hopefully we see you at Limp Bizkit tonight.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Ryan Castle is up with the Morning 12-Pack.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.